WTAW News time is 8:05. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The 23-member committee developing recommendations for a City of College Station bond issue this November has announced three forums to collect public input. Each forum focuses on three subcommittees' priorities. Next Tuesday, you're invited to speak about future city facilities. Next Wednesday, it's parks and leisure activities. And a forum about transportation will be held on March 23rd. All three gatherings will be at the College Station Utilities Training Building starting at 7. Tonight is the first meeting of a 35-member committee formed by the College Station School Board last week towards a possible bond election, also this November. Expanding public transportation in the Twin Cities continues to get a lot of comments. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Brian Mayor Jason Bayinski has heard mostly from opponents to the idea of the city paying for the Brazos Transit District to expand hours and routes.
I think 95% of their funds are taxpayer dollars. So you, Scott, and our taxpayers and our listeners are paying for transportation in Bryan and in College Station already through federal funds that are our tax dollars also. So should additional dollars be put into that, or should maybe we look at what they can do internally to expand those operations with very little additional dollars spent?
Bayinski has heard the district might be asking for somewhere between $700,000 and $1 million from the Twin Cities for additional service. The Texas Senate will hold a hearing on a bill to allow terminally ill cancer patients to use drugs not approved by the FDA. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner, who's an orthopedic surgeon, says he wants to know more about Senate Bill 694.
FDA approval is there to show, one, safety, and then, two, efficacy, that it, one, is safe, and two, that it works. We need to be very careful that we are not overly allowing medications, drugs, to be utilized in the public that could do real potential harm in those individuals in a very difficult situation.
Schwartner chairs the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. Giving the president broad authority to take action against the Islamic State is a problem for Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
The real challenge we have, and this is the challenge that I face as well, is that nobody trusts the president to be able to carry out the job. I mean, virtually everything he's touched from a national security standpoint or from a foreign policy standpoint has just been a disaster. And so to the extent we give him broad blank check authorization, there's just no telling what he can mess up.
Flores says no one wants the military to return to the Middle East, but adds that option should not be taken off the table. The Green Berets are coming to Aggieland this summer. Officially known as the U.S. Army Special Operations Command, an advanced team received permission this month from the Brazos County Commission to conduct what's called realistic military training. Tom Meade from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, who served 20 years in Army Special Forces, says exercises will be conducted this August on the Texas A&M Riverside campus.
There'll be increased aircraft at night. We'll be bringing in some helicopters over on the Teeks facility in Riverside. We'll also be bringing in a fixed-wing aircraft, a C-130, into Easterwood.
This is part of an 8-week, 7-state effort that also involves Navy SEALs, Air Force and Marine Special Operations, and the 82nd Airborne Division. WTAW News time is 8:09. It's closer to 35 or 36 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news on the way at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Let's check some weather. It's 8:10. The weather's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com. All right, here we go.
Sunshine, cool and windy for today with temperatures making their way up to about 45 to 50. It'll be clear, breezy tonight. Lows will fall back to about 25 to 30. Sun through much of tomorrow. Clouds will increase late in the day. Highs will be around 40. Turning cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will be anywhere from 30 to 35. Lots of clouds Saturday. We could have a few afternoon showers. The highs on Saturday around 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Go to 10. Let's head to Austin. John Rainey with us this morning. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Doing great.
Getting you that break out of your hearings this morning, right,
yeah,
as usual?
I stepped out of appropriations for a few minutes here to visit with you. And,
let's talk this morning. This is a concern, but yesterday we seemed to hear some good news, that having to do with the idea that the state of Texas is apparently going to fund the Texas retirement health care portion there, because that fund is going broke quickly. And can you give us some background on that?
Well, Scott, I think that the reason that fund has been in trouble is because of the shortfall in budget a couple of sessions back, and we do have to take care of that. TARS Care was basically going to be bankrupt during this next biennium, and it's going to take about $800 million to bring it up to level to take care of it, and we need to look for some long-term resolutions to that. We are still studying it and trying to figure out where we're going to go, but we have committed, and the Speaker and the Appropriations Chairman have committed that we're going to take care of that this session, at least with that $800 million in appropriations.
So you're trying to shore that up. Obviously, the schools want to get their financing deal taken care of. There are a lot of things that Texas is trying to do, but we talked to the Senator Schwertner yesterday. Both the House and the Senate leadership has come out saying that they believe that they can cut property tax and business tax. So we're going to cut property tax, we're going to cut business tax, but still we're looking to fund things like TRS care, and I wonder how that equation is going to be able to balance.
Well, that's a good question. Getting all those numbers together at one time is not an easy process, but we're working on it. I think that we've had such a good economy the last few years that we're in pretty good shape. Nobody likes the franchise tax, if you want to know the truth. It is somewhat regressive on business. If you don't make a profit, you're still paying it, and people complain about that. And then there's some of the businesses that think they're categorized inappropriately, and they went from a small amount of money paying in their franchise tax to making a big number, and I've even heard of a couple businesses that just closed their doors because they couldn't pay the franchise tax. I don't know how prevalent that is, but it's not a very popular tax with business folks.
Well, it's not, and any small business that does have a large gross are the people who really are in trouble there. When they have few employees, it makes it extra hard on them.
Large gross, low profit margin businesses are really difficult.
Now, it's interesting, and so people will understand, the House actually had come out with their budget plan before the Senate did, but it didn't have an element in there having to do with making a change in the business tax. And so when the Senate rolled theirs out, the House kind of said, oh, yeah, we'll be able to do that too. So, I mean, there is a little bit of flying by the seat of your pants, is there not?
Well, I don't think that's really the case. I think it's always been a priority of the House to deal with franchise tax. How we deal with it is going to be the question. Some folks would like to just take that exemption and make it a larger exemption. Some people would like to do away with it totally. I don't know whether we can do away with it totally at this point, but I sure would like to maybe raise the exemption from a million to anywhere from 2 to 4 million bucks to kind of help the small guys. Being a small guy, I understand how difficult paying that tax can
sure.
be.
Yeah, me too. You know, that, and between that and TWC, I remember TWC used to be like a little bitty number, and that's gone up as well. But what we want to do is we want to have, obviously, a pro-business environment in Texas, and that's what's gotten us where we are, and we want to stay
that's
on that
correct.
Track.
We were fortunate that we have continue to have a pro-business environment, and I think that we will continue that. So it's just a matter of how we put it together, and those – of course, the devil's always in the details. How's that?
Sure. we hear it and always will. John Rainey joining us from Austin this morning. Now, what's going to be happening for today and then next week prior to our next visit?
Well, today we're just going through one group of areas of appropriation. I think it's Articles 1, 4, and 5, which are, I'm not even sure exactly, the prisons and mm-hmm. DPS and things like that. And then juvenile justice system, courts. We, in Article 3, which is education, are, I guess you'd say we're probably going to have to deal with public education first, and then we'll deal with higher education and community colleges. And we're working that through. It's just a long process of finding out what kind of money we have and where we're going to spend it.
Sure. Now, how about you personally? You have anything that's any action on the floor?
Well, I had introduced my first two bills for this session yesterday, and they're kind of cleanup bills that'll help veterans. One of them will it has to do with government employees and their notice of time that they have in relationship to their time off for active duty training. And the other one is a little bill that kind of fills in some our concerns about health insurance. If, say, you work for the state and you take off and you go off on active duty and you come back and you go back to work for the state, you got your job back, but there's a little concern about when you're going to get your insurance coverage back. It, usually when you go to work for the state, it's 90 days before you can get that coverage, and there are some instances where a veteran could be left out in the cold for that 90 days, and we're trying to take care of that.
Certainly need to, and, wherever we can.
Right. So those are really kind of little cleanup bills that mm-hmm. I think are very important, but yet I wouldn't call them major bills, but I think they're very important to the veterans.
Absolutely. All right. Well, the District 14 State Rep. John Rainey joins us on Thursday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website. And we'll talk to you next week, John.
Thank you.
All right,
good talk to you,
yeah,
Scott.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. And we'll talk to Kyle Cassell tomorrow. Right now we're going to talk to Albert Reeder. He's the city marshal for the city of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Well, you're in here. You didn't bring me a warrant, so that's a good thing. You must be in here for something else, though.
Yeah, it looks like you paid it off early.
Yeah,
that's good.
Hey,
that's
all right. Great. Something doing different. It is. It's warrant amnesty time. I don't know how many years we've been doing this, but obviously it does help.
It does. It's been going on for years, and this is the time of the year that the courts really across the state of Texas try to help people by getting their warrants resolved and giving them a little incentive, working with them a little bit better to get current on maybe some things that they forgot to take care of. And just lots of people take advantage of it. We wish everyone would just come in the door and take this opportunity to get caught up, and so they don't have to fear this stuff that's hanging out there.
Well, and the thing is, you do need to fear it if you don't take care of your business, because then you really are going to come after them.
Yeah, it's the one bill that that you probably need to pay, because it's the one that the men in blue are going to come after you and come put you in the slammer if it's unpaid. And we have to enforce the court's orders, and if a warrant's been issued for some type of business that hasn't been taken care of with the court, the judge will send us out for you. And so we are trying to work on getting this stuff resolved during this time period.
Now, and it doesn't, and I guess as we found out historically, people end up having multiple warrants. You can clean them all up, right?
Absolutely. Most of the courts will have some sort of an opportunity to get on some sort of payment plans or arrangements specifically, depending on their situation. And we always recommend that they contact the courts directly to find out what those options are. Some courts have payment plans with the collection companies, and there's all sorts of options for them. But the one thing that they cannot do is just think that it's going to go away and keep running or avoiding it, because it's going to come back.
Yeah, it's easier and easier to find now with computers. Now, speaking of, you have a searchable database, or how do you do this?
Yeah, the courts, like in Bryan, we have a database that if someone calls us, we basically work with them one-on-one, because they may have a warrant with us. They also may have some warrants with some other agencies, and we'll refer them specifically once we give them the information on our end. We'll reference them to the other courts and allow them to work with them directly. And so we do encourage people just to call us directly so we can find out the particulars on their situation.
Sure. Okay, and what are the dates we're talking about?
The warrant roundup is going to start on Saturday, March the 7th. So right now is the amnesty period. We have a little over a week to go before March the 7th. And that's when officers from all over the state, including our local area, we have just dozens of officers going to be going out looking for folks. at home, work, and school. And so,
now, do they need to check each jurisdiction, or do you have College Station and you have the county too, or what's the best thing for them to do there?
The best thing to do is give us a call and at the court, and we'll be able to look that information up for them and reference them.
Okay, not only Brian, but you'll have College Station in the county too?
Absolutely.
Easy. That number to call is?
209-5400. And they can ask to speak with one of the city marshals if they need to.
Okay. They're being nice to you, but you only got a little bit more time. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity. Chris Dyer joins us from the Arts Council in a minute.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500. Or visit their website at VanDykeRankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to talk Arts Council, and the executive director, Chris Dyer, is here. How are you this morning?
Good. Doing great.
Wonderful. You brought a guest with you today.
I did. I have Wade from Shipwreck and Amico Nave. I forget that he's juggling two pretty great restaurants. Mm-hmm. But we're here today to talk about Empty Bowls Jr., which is, this is a third year, and the Taste of BCS restaurants are involved, and it's a way we can help fight hunger with the arts.
Sure. Wade's here. Thanks for being with us this morning.
My pleasure.
All right. Tell us a little about Empty Bowls Jr.
Well, it's something we've done for the last 3 years. It's an opportunity for us to get involved as restaurants, local independent restaurants, come out, bring some soups, and support the Arts Council.
Yeah, this is something that has, as you say, for the last 3 years, has really been something that people kind of circle their calendars for, and obviously other restaurants that you could mention who are part of this for you?
Absolutely. Both of my restaurants, obviously. Café Excel, Casa Rod, The Village Downtown, and Blue Baker will all be participating.
And so thank you. I appreciate that. Tell us a little bit more about the program itself, Chris.
Well, originally we got started because we partnered with low area art educators for a grant to get some kilns in schools. So they got all these kilns, and, you know, that's primarily our focus, is to get arts in schools. And the teachers, all the kids in schools have a service responsibility, and the kids got together with the art teacher and said, hey, let's do something big. Let's go look at the National Empty Bowls program and create something of our own. So they came to us. We got together. We were hosting it over at the Art Center for 2 years. Continues to grow. Now we have 23 schools involved. It encompasses five districts in the Brazos Valley. We partnered with Brian Broadcasting and Crystal Park Plaza to bring the event here to your building, and that'll be Saturday, February 8th from 10:30 to 2 p.m. Come and go. Stop in. Without Brian Broadcasting, we couldn't do it. You know, you're going to hear about us over the next couple of weeks.
We are talking about it a little bit.
And yeah. So what happens is Food Bank is involved, and what this ultimately funds is the Consolidated High School Food Pantry and the Oakwood Intermediate School Food Pantry. So our whole theme is kids helping kids. So we're helping feed kids directly in the schools.
Yeah, it is, and it also extends arts that way. We get people are surprised by the quality of the work that they see as well.
Those kids are extremely talented, you know, and you'll see probably 900 bowls or so that are handmade that you can come and make a donation for $10, and you get a great soup from the participating restaurants, and you can get as many bowls as you want to purchase, and, you know, it all goes to a great cause.
So, Wade, what are your soup flavors you're going to have here?
We are going to do a gumbo, and then we're working on a couple different Italian options.
Ah, very good.
Something actually new.
All right, well, it'll be fun. Okay, if they want some more information, what do they do?
Go to acbv.org. There is a logo with a bowl and a spoon on it. You can't miss it. Click on that, and that tells you all the details. It has more details about the participating restaurants, the participating schools, and there will be musical performances. It'll be a lot of fun. So, and we're actually in the south side. We're right on Rudder Freeway here at Emerald Park Plaza, and you can't miss us. You'll see us in the parking lot.
It's Emerald Park Drive, Crystal Park Plaza.
Exactly.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. That's what I meant.
I know you did. That's it. That's Chris Dyer here from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Treat your yard right with the all-new John Deere S240 Sport Series Lawn Tractor that delivers the features, performance, and comfort you deserve when you step out to mow. Right now at Sioux Falls Freighter Equipment, get a new S240 Sport Series Lawn Tractor for only $2,499. Accomplish more of your to-do list and get back to your weekend with Sioux Falls Freighter and John Deere. Sioux Falls Freighter, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends 4/30/15. Restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details and financing options.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The number of people seeking first-time unemployment benefits jumped by 31,000 last week, a sign the labor market may have lost some steam after last month's solid job growth. The four-week average, which smooths out volatility, rose by 11,500. Meanwhile, orders for big-ticket manufactured goods rose last month. Durable goods orders were up 2.8% from December. Kohl's quarterly profit rose to $1.83 a share from $1.56 a year ago, while revenue rose almost 4% to $6.3 billion. The report was better than expected. The department store chain also says it raised its quarterly dividend by 15% to 45 cents a share. Spanish utility Iberdrola plans to buy Connecticut-based power and gas distributor UIL Holdings for $3 billion as it seeks to expand in the U.S. On Wall Street, futures little change yesterday. The Dow Industrials added 15 points, but the NASDAQ lost about 1 point. And that's Your Money Now.
You wouldn't leave your car unprotected, so why leave your identity unprotected? Nearly 500,000 cars were stolen in 2012. For every car stolen, 34 people had their identity stolen. Identity thieves can take your money, damage your credit, and wreak havoc on your life. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus, the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. It provides protection for your social security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. Your bank may alert you to suspicious credit or debit card activity, but a thief could still open new accounts in your name, and your credit report may only tell you after your identity has been compromised. While no one can stop all identity theft, LifeLock Ultimate Plus watches out for you in ways that banks and credit card companies alone just can't. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code Gordon or call and mention Gordon to save 10%. Call 800-916-7170. 800-916-7170. That's 800-916-7170. Network does not cover all transactions.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Pops it up in the air. It's going to be caught. Going to throw to first base, and they got him. They doubled him off. Popped up in the air. Hill charges off the mound, makes the catch. I don't know if it was now or Gideon that was yelling at him. Throw to first base, and right there to take the throw was Hinesley, and they doubled Wall off, a double play for Texas A&M. That would be one of two double plays that the Aggies turned in last night's game in a win over Incarnate Word, a final score of 7-0. The Hill was pitcher Brigham Hill. The freshman got the start last night, goes 5 1/3, 3 hits, no runs, walked 2, and struck out 9 through 87 pitches in that to get his first A&M victory to go 1-0 for the season. The Aggies again improved to 9-0. Yet another game with double-figure hits for A&M. They've played 9 games, 8 of those games. They have had 10-plus hits each time out. And, yes, the Aggies did hit another home run last night. They lead the SEC in home runs for the year at 13. It was Ronnie Gideon who hit a solo home run, which was his third of the season. The Aggies now getting ready for Dartmouth at Bluebell Park this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 6:35, 2:05, and 1:05 this weekend. I'm Dave South. That's another Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is a presentation of Texas A&M Sports Network, a property of Learfield Sports.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Cafe Inspired Sloshing Solutions. I'm Bob Hershon, and this is Science Update. What do beer and cappuccino have in common? Foam, of course. And according to engineer Emily Dresser at the New York University Polytechnic School of Engineering, both drinks slosh less than foamless ones.
The interesting thing about foam is that it's composed of a collection of small bubbles. And between those bubbles, you've got thin layers of liquid. And when those layers of liquids tend to move along the walls of your cup, that creates the damping that we're talking about here. We're decreasing the amount of sloshing.
She says sloshing isn't just a problem for waiters. Many industries transport containers of liquids, and sloshing can destabilize the ship, train, or truck that carries them. She and her colleagues are now studying what sorts of foams might be best at subduing the sloshing in different liquid products. I'm Bob Hershon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Today's the day that the FCC will vote on the long-debated net neutrality rules. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Massive, high-profile security breaches have become so common, it's unusual not to wake up to news about another. Think you're safe? You'd be shocked how many companies' computers store everything about you, including your banking information. One hack is all it could take for thieves to steal your money, damage your credit. While no one can prevent all identity theft, for as little as $9.99 per month, you can get proactive identity theft protection from LifeLock, an industry leader in identity theft protection. If your personal information ever becomes compromised, a dedicated LifeLock specialist will step in and work tirelessly on your behalf to help restore your good name. And if you upgrade to their new LifeLock Ultimate Plus service, you're provided protection for your bank accounts, investments, and even the equity in your home. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and use promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Call 1-800-417-3841, 1-800-417-3841, 1-800-417-3841.
Network does not cover all transactions.
Today, the FCC will vote on massive new internet rules, 332 pages of them. If passed, the internet will come under government control and change forever. The stakes are high. Yet despite calls from two FCC commissioners and members of Congress, the entire net neutrality plan is being kept from America. The driving force is the Obama administration claiming that the internet is a mess, that Comcast, Verizon, and others are abusing consumers, slowing down data unless customers pay for a fast lane. The only answer? Let the government control it. In reality, there's zero evidence that any of this has ever happened. But one thing we do know for sure, these net neutrality rules are being purposely withheld from the American people. And so I ask President Obama, where's the transparency you promised? Keep up to date with all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 36 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Seinert. Recent Bryan and College Station City Council meetings have included public comments about more public transportation. Bryan Mayor Jason Bienski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says he's heard unofficial requests to give the Brazos Transit District an additional $700,000 to $1 million for additional service.
I would say majority of the people that I talked to were against spending those kind of dollars on transportation when very little is collected from the users. And there's a lot of folks that are of the opinion that it's not run properly to begin with.
Bienski says he's heard some great ideas from riders who use the district on a daily and weekly basis.
It doesn't seem like it's that efficient, from 8 to 5, so to speak. So we need to see how we can maybe make those routes more effective, look at extending those routes so folks that do work, shift work or late hours or on weekends can utilize it.
Bayansky supported the recent decision by Texas A&M Transportation Services to allow non-students to ride the Aggie Spirit buses, which can be done by purchasing passes at the Brazos Transit District office. Tonight is the first meeting of the College Station School District's latest committee to develop recommendations for the next bond election. Superintendent Clark Ely says there are 35 on the Planning for Growth Committee.
Two Board of Trustees members, we have two teachers, we have five administrators, one community member, and I guess 26 parents or community members.
Meantime, a 23-member committee appointed by the College Station City Council, also for a possible bond election, held its fourth meeting this week. That group has announced three meetings to seek public input. The first two forums are next week, Tuesday night to get opinions about city facility needs, and Wednesday night about parks and leisure activities. Both gatherings are at the City Utilities Training Building starting at 7. From Austin, the rabbi who defied Texas' same-sex marriage ban and wed a lesbian couple last week led yesterday's opening prayer in the House, which caught staunch supporters of the prohibition off guard. Rabbi Cary Baker didn't reference the nuptials, which are being challenged by the state attorney general, but he urged lawmakers to pay special attention to people who are marginalized and to treat everyone equally. The rabbi then stood for a photo with House Speaker Joe Strauss, who later acknowledged he was unaware Baker was involved in the wedding and the representative who introduced the rabbi. Democrat Elliot Neistat of Austin said he intentionally omitted details of Baker's role in the wedding during his introduction. The judge who ordered the issuance of that marriage license will be investigated by the State Commission on Judicial Conduct. That follows a complaint filed by a House member, Republican Tony Tenderholt of Arlington, about Democratic Judge David Wahlberg of Austin. Also from the state capitol, among the sponsors of a package of state tax cuts is Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner.
Both homeowners are paying a lot of money in property tax, and of course our franchise tax is hindering business development and economic growth as well.
Schwertner has sponsored Senate Bill 8, which raises the total revenue exemption from the state's business franchise tax from $1 to $4 million. The chairman of the Senate's Health and Human Services Committee says small businesses will help fund the growing need for a variety of indigent medical services.
If you grow the entire pie proportionally, the amount that has to go to Health and Human Services might be less. Again, economic vitality is the keystone to Texas, and we need to make sure that we focus on the economic drivers of our state.
Schwertner says raising the exemption will benefit 61,000 small business owners in Texas. Debate continues in Congress on how to deal with the Islamic State and other extremist groups. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the main thing he's heard from Democrats is to not send troops overseas.
I think no American wants to have boots on the ground in this particular fight, but that said, I don't know that that's an option you ought to take off the table for this president or any other president. Because we don't know what the situation is going to be like in 12 months or 18 months or 24 months from now.
Flores says on the idea of giving the president broad authority to deal with ISIS is a challenge because, in his words, nobody trusts the president to be able to carry out the job. This August, Brazos County will be invaded by the Green Berets. County commissioners earlier this month approved the U.S. Army's request to conduct realistic military training. Spokesman Tom Meade from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, says it's part of an exercise involving multiple military branches that will take place in seven states over an eight-week period. The Green Berets will be freshening up on their skills in unconventional warfare.
If you think of World War II, Germany came in and they took over France. The French did not want them there. They formed the French Underground. The French Underground conducted activities such as subversion and sabotage. What a lot of folks don't know is there were American advisors with the French Underground throughout World War II, assisting them in planning and conducting those types of activities.
Meade, who served 20 years in Army Special Forces, says training will be based on the Texas A&M Riverside campus. There will also be increased aircraft activity at night in and out of Easterwood Airport. Other Texas locations for the mass training includes Caldwell and Bastrop. WTAW News Time, it's going to be 8:39 and 36 degrees. We'll have more news for you today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Acme Glass, been here since 1946, taking care of your glass needs when you need glass or when you want glass. And most of the time, it's because you need to get a piece of glass replaced, whether it's in your vehicle or at your home or your business. And Acme Glass understands that and responds that way. You know, if you can't give up your vehicle, Acme Glass can come and do an on-site installation to take care of it for you. If you need a piece of glass cut to a certain size or you want a straight-edge bevel, Acme Glass can do that in downtown Bryan. If you have a project that you're working on, they'll help you with that. If you want to get a piece of glass installed in your home, they'll come out there, take care of it for you based on your schedule. And of course, in a business, quite often a replacement of glass has to be done in a timely manner. Acme Glass understands all that and been doing it again since 1946. With two locations, one in downtown Bryan and one across from the main entrance at A&M. They're open a half day on Saturday to help you with your project. So if you've seen a piece of glass someplace and you'd like to have that in your world, then let Acme Glass show you work that they've done around the Brazos Valley, not only in homes but in businesses. Acme Glass, downtown Bryan and in College Station.
10,000 off 2015 Chevy Silverado 1500s. That's right, folks. It's that time of year again, truck month, and nobody does it bigger or better than Tima Navasota. With over 600 vehicles in stock, there's no better time to buy than truck month, and there's no better place than Tima Navasota. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to get your nice price, the time is now with 10,000 off 2015 Chevy Silverado 1500s at Tima Navasota's truck month. Call, come by, or click TimaNavasota.com today.
It's 8:41. Let's do some weather. Weather's brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. They bring you Lennox products that keep your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Sunshine, cool and windy for today with temperatures making their way up to about 45 to 50. It'll be clear, breezy tonight. Lows will fall back to about 25 to 30. Sun through much of tomorrow. Clouds will increase late in the day. Highs will be around 40. Turning cloudy tomorrow night, lows will be anywhere from 30 to 35. Lots of clouds Saturday. We could have a few afternoon showers. The highs on Saturday around 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so now do we know when the vote is? Do we have a countdown clock for the FCC vote on net neutrality, or do we just have to
wait? I don't know
what
time on that one.
All right. Have to wait and see what happens. I used to say a long time ago there are a whole lot of U.S. Americans who the only thing that's important to them is, you know, make sure I can get to the mall, right? Well, of course, times have changed, and what that really now is just make sure that I can get to my wireless device or whatever. And, you know, this has to do with what that device is going to be able to do for you and what you're going to have to pay for it. So if you're starting to think that there is an addiction to mobile phones and it's altering your real-life relationships, you may be right. Apogee, which is a digital acceleration firm, calls it appdiction. Appdiction. Survey of 1,000 people with smartphones finds that rising numbers of them are becoming more dependent on their devices. 11% of smartphone owners reported they're unable to be happy without their little electronic buddy. And more than 1 in 10 say they are incapable of maintaining a relationship with their significant other without their little buddy. A majority of top app users admit to using their phones nearly all the time, including at dinner with others. Which I think is rude.
I couldn't agree more. The one that frosts me more is when they're using it.
Yeah.
And they're checking out. Get off the phone long enough to talk to the person that's checking you out.
Yeah. I would agree. 55, and you used to just get angry when they wrote a check.
Yeah.
You know, that was what caused the delay that you didn't like. Now they won't get off their phone. 55% check at least one app hourly or more frequently. 81% in the survey agreed that overall their little mobile buddies made them more productive. Oh, bull product.
We were having that discussion. You do more things.
Yeah.
But how important is what you're doing?
Right. Right. Here's the sad thing. We're talking about all this, and some of it is not new. I mean, it's just not. 88% of all the smartphone owners don't intend to spend less time with their little mobile buddy this year and will spend at least as much time as they did last year. And 30% expect that their mobile use will increase. 92% say that their little mobile buddy has changed the way they connect with friends. No kidding. No kidding. In a lot of ways. Now, all that to say that they've got a new term for who we are, what we're becoming because of this.
And that would be?
Second screeners. Here's the deal. You turn on your TV, okay, on a regular basis, but we mentally tune out pretty fast in favor of that second screen. Nielsen, you know who they are.
Yep.
New report from those folks. On average, television holds a viewer's attention only about 39% of the time. By comparison, okay, pales in comparison to laptops at 70%, tablets at 76%, and smartphones at 77%. Viewer attention to television rapidly deteriorated shortly after the screen was turned on during a 20-minute lab test by Nielsen. Attention to the TV dropped from over half in the first 4 minutes to under 20% in the final 16 minutes. Now, what they're saying is the reason is that television viewing is passive. Okay? On your smartphone, you know, you got to push a button and keep doing things to have your little mobile buddy keep talking to you.
Not some of the best evidence that there's no such thing as multitasking, just multi-ignoring.
Correct. Very, very correct.
I find myself sometimes, maybe a notification on the phone, pick it up. Oh, okay, yeah, check something else. And then, wait, what did they just say? So I rewind what was on TV.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. The best thing to do is just set it face down on the other side of the room and watch TV.
Yeah.
Or don't. Go lay on a bed and be on your device.
Until 5 o'clock, I may keep it. Then I put it someplace else. I put it on the other side of the house or in the...
And that's why I like movies, because it's still sort of a faux pas to have your phone out during a movie.
Yeah.
You actually can sit there and be absorbed.
Well, and that's... Well, right. That is assuming that the movie is absorb-worthy.
I understand. I've paid money. I'm giving it a chance.
You are. You are. You're giving it a chance to do that. I, on the other hand, can just as soon watch it at home, I think. Depends on the show. But, yes, you're right. The idea is, can you get into a quiet zone away from all that? And soon we may just, we may just all have sensory deprivation pods and we just go in there.
I may start making tiny flower-decorated Faraday cages to sell on Etsy to families who want to have a quiet evening watching TV. Everyone toss their phone in the Faraday cage.
Yep, there we go. It's right there. It's not there. If you can't hear it, it's not there.
Exactly.
It's not shaking. It's not there. Well, all that to tell you this, too. If a zombie outbreak were to strike U.S. America.
Now for something completely different.
Yeah, that's right. Now let's go on to really important stuff. East Coasters should head west ASAP. That's the recommendation by way of researchers at Cornell University.
At Cornell?
Uh-huh. At Cornell University. Which, by the way, is about as close to Texas A&M as an Ivy League school can get, okay? I mean, they got a vet school. They're folks up there who, deal with plants and animals and stuff like that. But here, they're not. I wouldn't call zombies either. They have modeled the statistical mechanics of zombies. What's scary is they're going to present their findings at the American Physical Society's National Convention. In San Antonio.
I wonder if they studied how safe it would be in D.C. Not because of all the weapons, just because of the complete lack of brains.
They're among their own. The researchers used a number of techniques that are used when modeling real diseases. And the abstract ends up with this dismal line, quote, "We build up to a full-scale simulation of an outbreak in the United States and discover that for realistic parameters, we're largely doomed." Unquote. But a grad student involved in the research says those who want to remain safe from the undead for as long as possible should head to the Northern Rockies. He explains that while books and movies typically show an outbreak touching all corners of the country immediately, and major cities could be toast within days. Less populated areas could be unaffected for weeks, and the northern mountain time zone could be safe for months. Months. Because, you know, that takes a determined zombie, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A determined zombie to climb a Rocky, because my thought is, you know, you put your arm up and you pull down, the arm may just stay there, right?
Then you're only climbing with one arm?
Well, right, just saying, it could happen.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zorneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zorneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
And here he comes. It's the Crawfish Man. He's a crawfish man. Take his hand.
I'm your crawfish man.
Crawfish to Go is the home of Boudreaux, the crawfish man. You looking to have a crawfish party? No party too big, no party too small for Crawfish to Go. Call Boudreaux right now. 406-2222. 406-2222.
I'm your crawfish man.
That's right. On the computer too at crawfishtogo.com.
Howland Honda is extending the fantastic pilot sale thanks to an overwhelming response in January. Hurry in now to get employee pricing on all 2015 Honda Pilots. Save even more with interest rates as low as 0.9%. With savings like these, there is no better time than right now to drive away in a new Honda Pilot. Employee pricing for everyone ends soon. So get to Allen Honda today, 2450 Earl Rutter Freeway. Your one-stop shopping place.
ATL News Talk 1620 WTAW. You wonder what happens to former White House press secretaries. Jay Carney has joined Amazon as a senior vice president for world corporate affairs. I watched this guy. I forget. I think he was on CNN, okay? He'll give up his post-White House perch as a senior political analyst on CNN to focus full-time on Amazon. This guy was so incompetent on CNN, it was embarrassing. I mean, they tried to pump him up because, hey, after all, he had been the press secretary for the smartest human being ever to be the president of the United States. And basically, he had to go on, rightly or wrongly, and defend this guy. And he just got buzzsawed every time I saw him. I mean, he really brought nothing to the game. He could read a release. He could think on his feet a little bit. But when you talk about pundits out there, people who were long time inside the Beltway observers, this guy is, I hate to use the term, part of the JV. Yeah, so there. All right, so have you checked into what your kids are doing at school? What are they teaching them at school?
Reading, writing, arithmetic?
Well, kind of. Let's talk about that writing, because we know now they don't teach cursive anymore, so I don't know how people are going to sign their names and do stuff like that from now on.
Make your mark.
Yeah, exactly. Next year, a group of experts will convene to discuss the adoption of an alternative spelling system.
Oh, no.
Yes. You know, it may come as a surprise, but many people are unhappy with the current spelling rules in English. And they've addressed the issue by proposing we thoroughly consider changing how words are spelt.
That was nice.
Thank you. I mean, think about this. Language is constantly evolving, they tell us, and massive spelling changes have been made to languages before. Heard a guy interviewed on the radio the other day, and they were asking him in 20 years, which letters will we not be using anymore? And he discussed that a little bit. In fact, in 2008, Portugal's parliament voted to change the spelling of hundreds of words so they'd be spelled more phonetically and standardize spelling across Portuguese-speaking countries. However, the move has caused problems for the country, particularly for the government and educators, and it's been widely criticized. So should we do that? Now, what does that do to the existing spell check system that we have in our computers and smartphones? Does our little mobile buddy have to download a new spell check?
Probably. Again, though, mine doesn't work half the time. Oh. I spell so badly, my spell check doesn't even count.
Oh, okay. But I end up sending things to people that I had no intention of saying. You know, they write back and go, what do you mean when you said such and such?
I'll meet you there at butt o'clock.
Yeah, something what? Like that. Yeah, exactly. So, but that's out there. That's one of the things that some people are looking at. I'm not saying that the school districts here locally are, okay? I'm not saying that at all. But there's obviously somebody floating that idea out there for us. Hello?
Is this another variant of Ebonics?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes, this would be the latest attempt at Ebonics.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since the Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call the Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues. And being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 5 straight years and a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A+ rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
There you go, about 3 minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW. James Brolin added to the cast of the CBS pilot called Life in Pieces. Comedy tells the story of one family through the eyes of its separate family members. He'll play the dad in the series. Diana Weiss, she's been around a while, plays the mom. Three kids will be Colin Hanks, you know his daddy. Tommy Sadowski, who's from College Station, Texas, and Betsy Brand.
Cool.
Yeah. And remember Angelina Jolie's movie Tomb Raider?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, there were actually two movies, Lara Croft Tomb Raider and Lara Croft Tomb Raider The Cradle of Life in 2001 and 2003, which were based on a video game franchise. Now Variety says Warner Brothers and MGM putting together a reboot. No word on whether Angelina will be back. Same guy who wrote the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles classic will do this one. Yeah, right.
I don't know that you can say Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle and classic in the same sentence. I don't think that's right.
You know, I don't know. This may have slipped through the cracks. You may not have heard about this, but the U.S. Supreme Court, handed down its long-awaited decision in the case of Yates versus U.S. yesterday morning. Did you hear about it?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Yates is a Florida fisherman who was caught reeling in undersized grouper. He was ordered to preserve the evidence of the crime, but instead he threw it back in the water. He did a catch and release on that. And then he was charged with destruction of evidence under a law that was passed after the Enron scandal that forbids the destruction of any record, document, or tangible object with the intent to obstruct a federal investigation.
Sarbanes-Oxley.
It's a fish! The case turned on whether the undersized fish was a tangible object under the law. 5-4 majority, the court ruled they were not. So there you go. It would appear that Mr. Yates is off the hook. Thank you very much. We'll be here all week.
You went a long way for that.
How often do we get to do a rim shot after a story on the Supreme Court, though? Well, I'm telling you, pretty cool.
I don't think that's been since the Obamacare ruling.
In 1870 on this date, in New York City, the first pneumatic subway opened. Whoa. That had to be fun.
Man, how about that sudden stop?
I'm just thinking the bank teller, too.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's exactly what I'm saying. 1917, the original Dixieland Jazz Band recorded the first ever jazz record for the Victor Talking Company. Grand Canyon became a national park on this date in 1919. And this guy named Tim Berners-Lee, you never heard of him, right?
Yeah.
He introduced the World Wide Web 1991
no,
on behalf of Al
did
Gore.
Not.
That's right, with Al Gore.
Gore did it.
Until today when the FCC could change it.
Fox News.